On Sunday evening, a group of about 40 Akhil Bharatiya Vidyarthi Parishad workers allegedly created a ruckus and physically assaulted students at the Jawaharlal Nehru University over the preparation of chicken in the Kaveri hostel. Most of those injured are from the Left Alliance Students Body of All India Students Association, and a total of about 20 to 25 students were injured. But what led to this violence in JNU? Hello and welcome to The Print AM. I'm Sonia Agrawal, Senior Correspondent, and today I'm going to talk about what led to the violence on Ram Navami in JNU. 10th April was not only the 9th day of Navratri, but also was a Sunday, a day when JNU canteens serve non-vegetarian food to those who eat. On the day around 4 p.m, an argument broke out between the students of right-leaning ABVP and the left-aligned ISA over the preparation of non-vegetarian food, particularly chicken. ABVP students, who claimed to have organized a puja in the Kaveri hostel on the day, did not want chicken to be served on the occasion of Ram Navami. While students from ISA raised objections to their demands, stating that those observing the festival had the option of eating a vegetarian meal. Student accounts indicate that the ABVP students also beat up the vendor who had been given the contract to bring raw meat to the campus. They also fought with the mess committee, asking them to not serve meat on the said day. Siddharth Yadav, the national media convener of ABVP, in a statement to The Print, denied these allegations and claimed that the left was unhappy with the large number of students that turned up for the puja. He claimed that they were unnecessarily making the conversation about food when it clearly was about the left's unhappiness with ABVP's growing influence. Students from ISA claimed that when they objected to ABVP's goon-like behavior over serving of non-vegetarian food, they turned violent. Sai Balaji, a student and the national president of ISA, who was at the spot, told The Print, "One of our student members was attacked with a brick and others with tube lights, flower pots and sticks." He also claimed that the police officers, including the station house officer, the SHO of Vasant Kunj North, had taken no action despite being present. However, Manoj, the Deputy Commissioner of Police Southwest, denied the allegations that immediate actions weren't taken, saying that the situation was brought under control within 20 to 25 minutes. This also led to a complete lockdown of the JNU campus on Sunday evening. In early hours of Monday morning, the Delhi police registered an FIR against unknown people for the violence. This, despite students mentioning the name of the assailants in their formal complaint. In a statement issued on Monday, JNU authorities also said that strict action will be taken against students found indulging in violence. Taking serious note of the incident, the Vice Chancellor, Rector and other officials visited the hostel and met with students. It has been conveyed that no violence will be tolerated on campus and appealed that the students to maintain peace and harmony, it said. That's all for today. This is Sonia Agrawal signing off. For more such news updates, please keep following us at The Print AM.